It's hard to explain to most people how serious the problems with the police are. Ideology makes people choose sides and blink reality. Urging change is treated by police as pure hostility. There are many good policemen doing everything they can to protect all of us. Equally clearly, there are policemen who are there for the power trip from the uniform or from their weapons. But their solidarity and their code of silence make it a much more serious problem, making all criticism out of bounds and protecting policemen who commit serious crimes or abuses. Sometimes victims' families win civil suits, but the city pays, which means you and me pay, while the officers will be indemnified. That's not nearly good enough. Some police were so brave that they were terrified by a man reaching for his front door key and pulverized him with 41 shots. So brave that a black man in a winter coat walking like he had a bad knee, a limp, or a package suggests a gun to them, and the encounter ends with his death. I don't buy stereotypes, including stereotypes of the police. My blood curdles when officers who should be brave and careful shoot unarmed and law-abiding black men in the back, saying they were scared. Of course, it's now legal to carry guns, but not for African American men. It's not even legal for African American men to look like they might be carrying a gun, because it scares our policemen, and someone often dies. Of course, the rest of us are not supposed to react that way, we'd be charged with murder. We call the police the finest, but many can't deal with any but instantaneous obedience and agreement. Objections are often met with charges of resisting arrest or interfering with a police officer. My advice to anyone stopped by the police is to sound apologetic and compliant, but say absolutely nothing except your desire to talk to an attorney, politely. It's my advice to stay alive, but many don't get that message. They're Americans who, quote, know their rights, close quote, and they're angry when they're stopped for no good reason. They don't respect people who fly off the handle at the first sign of disagreement, using their weapons to get, quote, respect, close quote, for the cops. Boy, I'd love to have unqualified confidence in cops and troopers, to respect their bravery, good sense, and commitment to police themselves. But fairness, accuracy, and justice are far from consistent results of policing. Cops have told me they'd never rat on a brother and would deny what they knew to be true. I've had policemen tell me they change the facts to make people guilty of crimes, like convicting black or young men in the wrong attire of carrying concealed weapons, including hunting rifles, in plain view. Judges have told me they believe the police about half the time. They just don't know which half. There have been many exposés of police corruption, but when someone tries to stop it, they're ostracized, forced out, or worse. Police unions protect police records so that no one, including the press, can get the facts. That's the force we have, one that condones bad behavior over codes of decent conduct. That's not what our founders dreamed of or what we deserve. It's not about rogue officers. It's about the misplaced loyalty that protects bad behavior. I'd lock their guns in the armory until they learn to police themselves and protect us all.